Welcome to the West Coast Project Podcast for Better Call Saul. My name is Mike, and I'm here with Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So here we are at 305, Season 3, Episode 5, called Moss. Kelly, did you find it hard when you did this episode to just pick out only the Saul stuff at first?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, we were just kind of talking about this, how hard it is to not get into all the stuff we liked watching about every minute of the episode. But we kind of came to terms on this that if we're going to catch up with all these Sauls, we got to do them more abbreviated. So what I got out of Saul, I'll give it my shot and then you tell me what you thought. But Saul's focus in this one is he's hosting a meeting with Jesse and Walt. And he starts out being Jesse's lawyer. But then he switches to Walt when the momentum changes to Walt. He switches sides.
Yes, he's a turncoat. Whatever the money is, and he even said, "Well, sorry, Jesse, I go with the winner." So.
Yep. So yeah. Walt's got this fresh new deal with Gus, and he's apparently going to take it. So Saul steps in, like, "Okay, I'm right back in there, 17%. I know that was a little stiff from last time. I'm willing to give you a little bit of a discount." And Walt says right down to the rock bottom, 5%, no more. And Saul hedges and haws a little bit, hems and haws a little bit, but Walt gets him down to the 5% for laundering the money.
Yeah, you know what's funny is he was like, "I can't respect myself if I go any lower than 10. And then Walt says 5, and he goes, "Okay, 5.
Yep.
Which I don't know if a lot of people could really bargain with Saul, so that's pretty impressive on Walt's part.
Yeah. So Saul isn't in this episode for very much, but he was really good in the little 2.5-3 minutes that he is in there. So I really liked this one with Saul. You know, sometimes he's kind of dopey, but this one was really good. This one kind of teed it up for what the deal was going to be with Gus.
Yes. And if you remember, too, Saul was the last time he saw Walt, they had been in a brawl, if I recall, where Mike had to tear them apart.
That's right.
And they were seen together. So you could see Saul's a little nervous when Walt walks in.
Right. So let's talk about what happened. So Jesse's there first. And when Walt shows up, Saul offers Walt 10% of Jesse's work. So Jesse's going to cook the meth. And just as a goodwill gesture, all you need to do is walk to the mailbox. I'm going to give you 10% of whatever Jesse creates from his cooking.
Yes.
But all he asks is that Walt turn over the money, that half of the money that Gus used to tweak them into getting Walt off the dime to come back to work. And of course, Walt does this instantly. He's like, "Take it. It's the last money you're ever going to earn in this business."
Yes. Well, I have to say really quickly, I said El Pollo Loco when Victor threw the bag. I meant Los Pollos Hermanos. So
same,
I apologize.
Same thing, right? Same difference.
Yeah.
So. I didn't even catch that. It was such a generic.
I did. It's like, whoops.
So Walt tosses in the pollo bag with the money still in it, exactly how it got thrown into his car, and just says, "Take it. You know, I'm in, you're out." And Saul jumps up right away to find out what's the deal. Tell me what's the deal. Right. And Walt tells him $3 million for 3 months.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's funny because Jesse's feeling like he's top dog now. He's going to take over and kind of makes that snide remark that it's charity that he's giving this away. And he's just going to sit on his fat butt and do nothing. And you see Walt saying, "Well, enjoy this. This is the last money you're ever going to spend in the drug business."
Yeah.
He's decided to cook again.
And Jesse's a little betrayed. He's like, "What are you doing, man? You're my lawyer." And Saul just says, "Go with the winner, kid. It's the way of the world."
Yes. Once again, Jesse not getting the respect and Walt having the pleasure of telling him that Gus was only using him to get to Walt.
Yeah.
So it's kind of another poke to Jesse on how invaluable he is.
Yep. So Jesse, true to character, storms out and smashes Walt's windshield with a big chunk of rock from the parking lot.
Yes.
Now, Kelly, is this the second, third, or fourth windshield at this point?
I was trying to remember. I think it's the second. I'm not 100%, but I think it's the second one.
I think you're right. It's the second one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, did you go to Saul's office when you were in Albuquerque?
I did, yes. And it's now a dance club called The Vault, and it doesn't look the same. Of course, we don't have the Statue of Liberty balloon up at the top, but it was still fun to see it. And I got a rock out and pretended I was breaking into the office like Walt does.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Is it in a kind of a forlorn part of town, like that strip mall looks?
It is, yes. It's very, there's a bar there and now a dance club, and it's kind of not real fancy, just a strip mall. I don't think there's even a shopping center in it.
Yeah, I get the feeling watching Breaking Bad that they're just showing Albuquerque like it really looks. Like, they didn't rejigger a lot of this stuff. They just found the perfect things the way they already looked for the show.
Yeah, they did. I found a lot of stuff were true to form.
Okay, cool. Did you have anything else on Saul?
No, I just noticed in the beginning that with Saul, what I'm hoping to see in the new show, Better Call Saul, is Jesse's very anxious, and he mentions, you know, what's your sobriety? Can you take a Xanax? I have a drawer full of them. And he starts to talk about some lady that he uses that gives him the prescription that adjusts him to completion. So Saul's just got all sorts of side deals and shady things going on, even when it comes down to getting prescription drugs. But you don't see a lot of that really showcased in Breaking Bad. So I'm hoping we'll see really how tipped over he really is.
Saul is like every guy's bad vice.
Yes.
Compiled into one guy.
Yeah.
He's got the Thai drugs, the Thai massage, hand jobs, and all kinds of crazy, everything that guys get in trouble for, he does on a regular basis.
Exactly. So I'm really interested to see, does he have a wife? Has he been divorced? Where is he going to be when they show him? So
yeah, cool. That will be fun to find out, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So some of the other highlights from this episode is this one had the cool flashback of Jesse taking the RV money from Walt's savings and loan and going straight to the strip club.
Yes, yes. And I will say that this was directed by Maura Wally Beckett, who won the Emmy for Ozymandias. And she was up against Vince Gilligan for Felina. So this woman, who also follows my page, which is cool, she is excellent.
Yeah. Well, Ozymandias is arguably the best television episode of all time. Maybe the best one of Breaking Bad, but maybe in the top five of all television.
It is, and it's also Vince Gilligan's, so I really like that one. I think that's probably my favorite as well.
Yeah. So they buy the RV a little later, but they have a little fun in the strip club, the Fours Cabaret. Was it Four Queens or Four Kings or just Fours? Look like
it's
four.
It's called All Fours Cabaret.
Okay, All Fours. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and it's a strip club.
So Combo sells his parents or his mother's RV in a no paperwork type deal.
Yes. Yep. Which Combo Rodney Rush is he? Now I say a lot of these characters aren't like their character. He is exactly like Combo, and he self professes that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see on Reddit that a lot of people are kind of saying that he's trying to do tours, and he's kind of like living his whole life around his Breaking Bad role.
Yeah, I know that he's a very popular person. I will say we had a party, and then I saw him at the festival, and people just go crazy when they see him. And he has been on the RV tour before, and people really like him. But yeah, I think he's definitely out and about with his Combo character for sure.
So a couple other notable points in this one were, this is the one where you mentioned in one of our earlier podcasts, Skylar was loving Ted's thermo floor with the being nice and warm on her bare feet.
Yes.
Hank's searching RVs for, he gets to the bottom of his list finally, but he's searching almost every RV in the state of New Mexico, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And he climbs up on that one with the couple in the campground and gets caught peeking through the ceiling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, luckily he is who he is because he seems to get out of jams because he's with the police.
Yep. And then he tells Gomi, okay, only a few more will be done. And Gomi's like, dude, I'm out of here. I'm going to El Paso. So he kind of finds out that Gomi's headed to El Paso in his promotion that he would have had.
Right.
What else? So Skylar's kind of acting like a big sister to Marie because Marie's freaked out over Hank not talking to her and telling her what is bothering him. And there's actually a very profound thing that Marie says to Skylar. She says, facing death must change a person. I guess you noticed that in Walt.
Yes.
And I don't think Skylar had at that point. I think that kind of opens her eyes to like, whoa, maybe it does change a person.
Right. Yeah. It's all about transformation. And Marie was close with that. You know, he's got nothing to lose.
Yep. Later on, we see Gus showing Walt the super lab, the laundry with the super lab for the first time.
Yeah, I've been to that laundry. There is no super lab. Sorry, everyone.
What? There's no meth operation underneath?
No super lab. I went up to the door, but that super lab was on a set. I was hoping to see the super lab, but nope, it's not there.
Well, there was a pretty cool way that they showed it. Like, they walked down into it for the first time. It was real dreamy, eerie music, like almost a fantasy. And it's, of course, all red, like they're almost descending down into hell. I did a little math on this, Kelly. So the deal, so Walt's getting $3 million for 3 months, right, from Gus. And we learned in one of our earlier podcasts that it's $80 for a teenth. So a 16th of an ounce is $80. 16th.
Okay.
Well, here's the math. If a teenth is $80, then a pound would be $1,280. So, and then Gus has to make 200 pounds a week to make that lab work. That's $256,000 a week. And multiply that times 4 weeks, 4.5 weeks a month. That's $1,152,000 a month, or $3,456,000 for 3 months. So if he gets Walt for 3 months and pays him $3 million, he's about breaking even. But what he's going to do is get Walt's recipe, and then it's all going to be profit for him.
Right, yeah. I remember there was a part, I don't remember where it was exactly, where Jesse was feeling they were getting totally cheated. But it doesn't seem like he's really getting rich off that operation, especially with the risk he's taking.
Yeah, but if you're buying Coke, if you get the Coke chemist to work for you for 3 months for whatever, and then after that it's all like Coke sales goes to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like Coca-Cola or whatever, you know, something worth a lot, it's going to be worth it to buy that recipe.
Yeah, so it's buying your time.
This is also the scene where Gus gives Walt the man provide, because Walt says no. Even after all this, after seeing the lab, he still says no. So Gus gives him the man provides speech, which as a guy, I really dug this speech.
Me too. I think more guys should listen to that.
That a man provides for his family even when he's not appreciated because he's a man. Gives him like the stern talking to.
Yes, and you can see Walt too. He's in Candyland, for a chemist Candyland. I mean, really, if you were into that and you get down to this huge super lab, the enticement of that alone, with him giving him that kind of tough love speech.
Yep.
I think he was pretty much cemented in at that point.
So let's talk a little bit about Skylar, and then we'll be done with this one. Skylar kind of cools off on Ted's luxurious floor. Now she doesn't like the feel of the floor. At the end of the episode, she's kind of putting her feet on a towel.
Yes.
By the way, Skylar has really gnarly feet. I don't like her feet.
I've never noticed them.
She sees the money again in the big black satchel in the closet, and this time she actually touches it.
Yes.
And then she goes to meet with her lawyer, and she confesses her affair with Ted with the lawyer and talks about the money with the lawyer. And the lawyer asks her if she's asking her permission to spend the money.
Yes, and I just to circle back really quick to Ted, we were kind of discussing why is she with Ted? And I noticed that she said, I was trying to get with Ted so Walt would leave me, but now the only thing in my day where I don't feel like I'm drowning is essentially when she's hanging out with Ted and spending time with him. So that kind of sheds some light on her motives with him.
Yeah, that's a great point. So it's not just making Walt jealous. She's getting something out of that relationship.
Yes.
So then when Skylar gets home after all that with the lawyer, the money's gone, but the divorce agreement is signed, and it's in the baby's crib. So Walt signed off on the divorce. And so he's given Skylar the balls in her court now. She can get a divorce if she wants, but we find out that she kind of holds on to that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a passive-aggressive move on him, too, that he leaves it in the crib. Like, yeah. Don't leave it in the fridge or on the kitchen table. He leaves it in the crib.
Yeah, but it was a smart move by Walt. It's like, okay, yep. You can have what you want. It's up to you.
Yep, he's brilliant.
And then this episode ends with Hank finding the real RV. He tracks it down to Campbell's mom, and she tells him the story of what happened when the RV got stolen, quote-unquote stolen. And he takes a look into Combo's room, and we see some kind of poignant pictures of Combo and Jesse and Combo's life, right?
Yes, always made the connection.
So that was it for Moss. Did you figure out why they called it Moss?
I do. The first one was No Moss. That was Walt saying no to Gus, and now it's Moss, where he is now saying yes to Gus.
Oh, okay. Good call. Good catch. So that's it for this one. We're going to keep them kind of short because we have so many to do. The next one is Sunset, episode 6 of season 3. Yeah. And unless you have anything else, Kelly, let's wrap it up, and I'll talk to you at Sunset.
Okay, sounds good.